guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, we had a decent day in the wheat complex. Corn actually moved higher. Soybeans were kind of wishy-washy all day, trading both sides.
Yeah, both sides in the beans. Lots of nickel in the front end there. Corn got some demand from China here. Maybe they bought as much as 250,000 tons and maybe close to a million the last few weeks, tons of corn. And then the wheat finds big buyers up in Chicago wheat, but there again, some of the end users and mills are a little bit caught short here with this increased demand domestically, and some of the countries around the world are slowing down their exports of ready-to-eat foods. And there's some pretty good export business showing up here. Algeria, about 240,000 tons. Iraq may be in for a million tons of wheat here shortly. So there's a little bit of excitement showing up here anyway.
You know, it makes a guy wonder what would could have been like if the dollar value was decently lower.
Yeah, I think we lost quite a bit on that dollar index today, and hopefully we work our way back down. That was more of a flight to quality than just heading to the dollar for safety. But we're down a little over a point here at 101 in that dollar index. We hit a high 104 here a few days ago. So hopefully we can get back down in the low to mid-90s on that again.
Yeah, and we still have ethanol trading way above RBOB gas yet.
Yeah, RBOB, though, is having a pretty good day today. Though it's up 7 to 8 cents. It was up more than that. The numbers showed actually a little bit of a draw in gasoline, a million and a quarter barrels. There's a build of crude of 1.6. So the ethanol, some of these guys are going to shut down and probably need to do some maintenance on some of these plants anyway. And if you're not making money, it's probably a good time to do it.
Yeah, definitely right. Exactly. Livestock side of things, looks like maybe some profit taking today, huh?
Yeah, we saw those cattle trade limit up on the open, only to back off here quite a bit. Even those front end April's just up 230, June's down 70 cents, and hogs and feeder cattle down with the exception of front month of feeder cattle. So a little profit taking, and then maybe the thought that eventually, in a week or two, these packers will get caught up with the grocery demand. And the other thing that the CME did raise margin rates, or is going to here tonight, by 20% in the livestock.
Sure. Cash cattle started trading today, too, and what, we're 9, 10 bucks higher than last week, the way it looks.
Yeah, the packers did give some of those guys $5-plus dollar bonus there on Friday, but we were kind of figuring they were trading, that 110-plus there last Friday, too. But yeah, it's definitely a strong market, and these packers got big margins. So we'll have to see how long it takes to satisfy the demand before everybody's freezers are full again.
Yeah, right. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, we got the acres report next week, and a lot of these private guys are talking more corn acres. And it's interesting to note, I think in the last 7 or 8 years, they've underestimated corn acreage on this March report, but between 1 million and 2 million acres. So, there could very well be likely more acres put in the ground if we get a decent spring than they say next week.
I mean, really, I was expecting the acres to be down from what the USDA normally says. Seems like
it's a crop insurance issue here. I think that corn is still the best game in town as far as crop insurance coverage.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.